Welcome to Annunciation with Father David. Father David is the priest at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Decatur, Illinois, where every week people are connected to the ancient wisdom of Orthodox Christianity. Here is Father David.
Christ is in our midst. Good morning. Thank you so much for being here. Today in the Orthodox Church, we commemorate the second coming of Christ, the judgment. But we also today, in particular on the 23rd, celebrate the higher martyr Polycarp. And what I would like to do today is speak to the parable that Christ tells us about the sheep on his right and the goats on his left in context of Polycarp. Because what he has to say shows us how to embody what Christ hopes for us through this parable. Now, Polycarp was a first century saint. He was quite an old man. He knew John the Evangelist and was taught by him. And we have an extant letter of Polycarp to the Philippians, and we also have his biography, the account of his martyrdom, and it is considered by many to be the prototype for the biography, that this is the first record of the Christians telling their own story through the lives of the saints. Now, from his letter to the Philippians, I want to read you some of his thoughts because it should sound familiar. For he who raised from the dead will raise us also, if we do his will and follow his commandments and love what he loved, refraining from all wrongdoing, avarice, love of money, slander, and false witnesses, not returning evil for evil or abuse for abuse or blow for blow or curse for curse, but rather remembering what the Lord said when he taught, judge not that you be not judged. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Be merciful that you may be shown mercy. The measure you give will be the measure you get. And blessed are the poor and those persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And so here he is echoing today's parable about the sheep and the goats. That those who follow the commands of God, those who love what God loves, will see the kingdom of heaven. And of course, God loves all of creation, and he created us according to his image and likeness. So therefore, every human person that was, is, or will be, is created according to his image. And therefore, when we treat other people, we are not just treating them. We are treating Christ. And so therefore, what we do to each other, we are also doing to Christ. And in the life of St. Polycarp, he personifies this reality in a way that is mind-blowing in one way, but also a good reminder of the reality of what this means to treat another human being as if they are the image and likeness of God. Because he, in Smyrna, was experiencing a persecution. And his people told him, let's go out to a farm out in the country to avoid the persecution. And though he did not want to go, he willingly followed the needs and the will of his flock, and they went out. But of course, eventually, the authorities caught up with him. Thus, when he heard of their arrival, he went downstairs and talked with them, while those who looked on marveled at his age and constancy, and at how there should be such zeal over the arrest of so old a man. Straightway he ordered food and drink, as much as they wished, to be set before them at that hour, and he asked them to give him an hour so that he might pray undisturbed. And when they consented, he stood and he prayed, being so filled with the grace of God that for 2 hours he could not hold his peace, to the amazement of those who heard. And many repented that they had come to get such a devout old man. So here he is treating his very persecutors as the image and likeness of God, that he welcomed them into his home. He fed them. He prayed over them. And when we do this, as we saw, some repented. Some wished that they had not been given this order to take such a holy man to his death. And it is a stark reminder for all of us, especially in the age that exists with the internet and of all of the toxic things that are done and said, when we don't have to come face to face with those we communicate with. What is easy to forget that the person that we are attacking, the person that we are disagreeing with, the person that we are trolling, is made according to the image and likeness of God. And we must, as Orthodox Christians, insist on this reality, that when we see someone being persecuted, though we may disagree with them, we should stand up for them and treat them as a human being, as made according to the image and likeness of God, so that we are following God's command that the least of these, as you treat them, you treat me. And today is also a reminder that we are living right now in this space, in this time, the second coming of Christ. Because when we are remembering all of the things that Christ has done for us in the liturgy, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection on the third day, the ascension into heaven, the enthronement at the right hand of the Father, we also mention the glorious second coming of Christ. So today we stand before his judgment seat. That the struggles that we see in the icon of the last judgment, with the devils and the demons with their hooks, trying to drag people off into the fire and the maw of the giant fish from the story of Jonah, that's happening right now. That we are struggling with our passions, that we are struggling with our temptations, that we are struggling to treat others in awful ways, because the culture around us celebrates this behavior. And so thus, we are called once again to look to the right, look to that angel that is guiding us and helping us and protecting us. We are to look to the Holy Spirit that flows through us, that resides in us, to give us the strength and the love that is necessary to do the very thing that Polycarp himself did, to open his home to his very persecutors, the men who were going to take him off to his death and feed them. And above all, of course, we have Christ, that in this space where God, Christ comes again, we are given his body and his blood so that we might partake of him in such an astonishingly intimate way. That he enters into us, that in that moment he fulfills that image and likeness, that he erases that sin that separates us from him, that we have him as well as we go out and come face to face with those human beings who are made according to his image and his likeness. We have all of the tools to love. And of course, we are coming up on Lent where we are reminded that things like fasting and things like prayer and things like almsgiving also lead us in this direction of seeing others as God sees them. And that we should in our lives struggle to see that image and to treat that image as Polycarp treats his persecutor. So that one day we may too enter into the kingdom of heaven as Polycarp does shortly after feeding these men, that we might be welcomed by Christ himself and share in his embrace and see that river of fire not as a burning gnashing of teeth, but as the full love and warmth of our loving God who wants nothing more than to be with us to eternity. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever, to the ages of ages.